The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
And just fingerprinted my glasses.
Fingerprinted at all.
Yeah. I have to. I have to get that off before we can go any further.
Are those the broken ones that you broke?
They're not broken.
Well,
I designed them.
Well,
they're my design to be able to fit without pushing my ears out underneath my hat.
Yeah.
So I cut the little curve off of them.
Yeah.
So they don't go around the ears. They just stick to my temples.
So you cut those, but then you purchased some other ones without them.
Yeah, I have some cheap ones like this that aren't cut that I use, you know, all around the house and stuff. And then I have my good ones, the Ray-Ban ones that I wear when I'm working at home and stuff, because they're a lot more comfortable than these.
Yeah, because you cut the ends off.
They're more comfortable than the ones that I didn't cut.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, they're stylish, and whenever possible, I like to look good, even if it's just for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, makes you feel good. Look good, feel good.
Right. That's why I'm about 2 inches from death's door. <Stop it. laughs> Don't look good, don't feel good. They did this survey that I think would be interesting to discuss openly here on Extra Funny. It's asking if you would be brutally honest with a friend if they needed to be. So, Riggins, you and I will probably have the same answers on most of these. So they polled these people and asked, would you tell a close friend about this stuff or keep quiet? Would you tell a close friend that they are in a toxic relationship?
No.
Lynn?
No, because, yeah, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, because how many of us have had close friends that are in that and we didn't tell them while it was going on?
Because
that's something that you can't really tell people most of the time.
Well, and you can't bounce back from, because especially if they break up and you are on their side and you're tearing him down, and then they get back together, most likely they'll never speak to you again. I don't know. I know from experience.
Would you tell them if they're mean? But I have to wonder, if they're mean, would I be close friends with them anyway?
Right.
I would tell them if they're being rude to somebody else and I'm sitting there. Hey, that was rude. Wasn't bad.
What if they were being rude to you? You would.
Yeah, okay. I would.
I'd be like, why are you being so mean? As a joke.
No, I would just say, hey, you know, as the kids say, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Sure.
No cap. Would you tell them if they drink too much?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Because what's too much, really? I mean,
right.
Subjective.
Would you tell them if they have the BO?
No.
I think I would. I would, because somebody to do that for me. I'm like, you stink.
Would you tell them if it's just a one-time thing where you go, oh, damn, have you been working out? You stink. Or if it's a lingering thing where you see them like 3 days and they got BO every day, would you say, you know, I've been noticing you stink every day?
I'd be more hesitant to do it if they're regularly stinking. Yeah. If they just stink one time, you'd be like, dang, what do you do? You stink. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if they're like regularly smelly, I wouldn't say anything.
Would you tell me, since I started the natural deodorant?
Yeah.
Would you want us to, let's go on record here, would you want us to tell you?
Yes, I feel like this whole conversation has been about me.
No. You're mean, but you stink and you drink too much. It's a real bad problem.
Yeah.
All right, would you tell them if they tell offensive jokes?
Maybe.
Yeah, I probably would. I mean, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I don't hang out with people, but I guess no.
Mm. What about people who frequently interrupt? I do tell people when they do that. I mean, like, okay, never mind. Obviously, you thought I was finished.
You do that.
Yeah.
I've seen you do that.
I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Obviously, you thought I was finished, but you don't tell people?
Mm-mm. I don't. But I also.
See, and the thing about that is, You see what I just did? I interrupted her. You didn't even get it. I know, I got it, but I don't think
I'm offended by it because I think people are interacting and I think maybe I do it and don't realize because I'm like getting in the comp, you know, want people to feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'm talking about when people are talking directly to me and I'm in the middle of a sentence to them and all of a sudden they start talking to somebody else or, you know, something like that. And then I'll go, oh, okay, well. Or maybe I'll say, you know what? I love to hear you talk, but I wish you'd let me finish. Like that guy on The Bachelorette did that time. That was funny.
That was funny.
Would you tell them if their partner is cheating on them?
No.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
So you would tell me if Jody were cheating on me?
No.
You never have.
No, I wouldn't. I would take that to the grave. No, I'm kidding. Yes, of course.
See, I don't think I would. Unless there was something in it for me.
Well, you'd want them to, I think it depends on how close they are to you. Best friend, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely telling you if I find out Jody's cheating on you. Mm-hmm. You're not going to believe what this hoe did.
Yeah. You're not going to believe it.
All you've done for her.
Yeah.
No, I probably wouldn't. I don't even know how you bring that up.
I would hope y'all would tell me.
See, if I found out Kyle were cheating on you, I would go to him and blackmail him.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like
a fixer would, you know, like on Ray Donovan.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd be the Ray.
Mm-hmm. And say, you need to do this and this for me, or I'm going to tell her. And you know she'll believe me.
Unmarked bills.
Yeah, would it be money?
Maybe.
No, because that's taken out of my children's mouth.
Yeah, well.
It's a blackmail.
Putting it in mine. My mouth needs something in it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
Did you, Rob?
Pause. Pause.
Can we get that
clip? I think if you know both parties really well, it's different than, because like we know your husband, Lindsay, but we're not as close because we just don't know him as well. Right,
right. Like if I cheated on him, you wouldn't tell him.
Right.
But if he cheated on me, you'd tell me.
Probably. Yeah, you got to pick
sort of
who you're closer to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Would you tell him if the breath stunk?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. If they've fallen for a conspiracy theory, now, Riggins, you would relish being able to tell them that.
I love it. It brings so much joy to my day. You idiot. Of course it's not real. Of course you're not going to donate $500,000 over Facebook.
Yeah.
You dummy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because that has happened. I mean, it has happened recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where somebody we know was, you know, Riggins thought that he was falling for the scam and
turns out he was.
Turns out.
Yeah. I wish. And I just relished. Yeah. I was like, oh, if only somebody had told you 100 times that it was obviously a scam. I don't know. I do.
Would you tell them if they keep telling the same stories over and over?
That's a difficult one.
I can't stand that. And
I
will say, oh, yeah, you've told me that.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
You've told me that. And then if they keep going, oh, I did? And then they keep saying it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, there's no getting through.
Yeah, that's a touchy one. Because some people just like to retell stories. And I think we're all guilty of it at some point. Retell people a story.
Especially when your memory gets bad.
Yeah, and if it's a good story, you know, there might be something to it. But that is a tough one to do.
What if they got a bad haircut?
No.
Now, Lindsay,
it grows back.
Your friend told you that your face looked like Frankenstein for her wedding. She didn't mind telling you that.
Remind me.
When you got the TMJ shots in your face right before your friend's wedding.
Yeah.
She didn't hold back on you.
No, she sure didn't.
She said you look like Frankenstein?
Well, no, she didn't use those words.
Oh, that's awful.
She just was devastated that I couldn't smile.
She had a bad reaction. You remember we talked about that, and didn't she show him the picture?
Yeah.
And you were like, it didn't even look like her.
I was getting my TMJ injected, and they did it in the wrong spot. I went to someone that didn't know what they were doing. That's why it's very important to go to someone that, anyway, I was like this, and I was her maid of honor.
Oh, no way.
And so all of her photos, I'm just like stone cold because I couldn't be like.
But there was one she was smiling, and it looks like Some, it was one of those where you look at it and go, what has Lindsay been doing with her face?
Yeah. Really?
Has she had some kind of surgery or something she looked like she was going on botched?
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah.
No, it wasn't that bad.
No, it was pretty bad. And Delilah was the flower girl, so I had to take a lot of photos with her. It was just really awkward. And she said, why did you do this before my wedding? I was like, well, I wasn't thinking about you. I'm in pain.
Would you tell them if they're a bad parent?
No, God, no. That's the worst one.
Yeah, no.
I would.
You would?
You would?
It's for the baby's sake. I think about the babies first.
Yikes.
Now, it depends on what they're doing. Right. You know, it depends on how bad of a parent they are.
And that's it. Call them a bad parent. Like, you're a bad parent.
Yeah, that's
brutal. That's who brutal. Would you say that to?
I don't know. Probably if I had any liberal friends. So you're raising your kid to be a liberal.
But you don't.
They need to. No, God, no.
I know.
So you need to have DHS come take that baby. No raising no dang liberal babies. But I do always say, isn't she cute? And then I'll say, well, it looks like a future Democrat voter to me. So
it's nice.
I've said that to some of my liberal friends. They think I'm joking. Wink. Would you tell them they need to lose weight?
No. Never.
No.
Never. And if someone told me that,
it's going down.
Because that's not something you don't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know whether you need to lose weight or not.
Sure.
Most of the time. Some people think they need to lose weight when they don't. But nobody, very few people look at themselves after they've gained a lot of weight and say, I don't need to lose weight. I mean, you look at it every day and you're crushed every day in the mirror.
Unless somebody is blind, you shouldn't comment on any of their about their looks.
Yeah, because they have mirrors.
Yes.
Unless you want to say something like, oh, my God, I saw a haircut the other day, and I couldn't do it because I don't have the type of face you do. But you could easily pull off, and it is so cute, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Girls can say that to each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything uplifting.
Right. If Kyle gained weight, would you tell him you need to lose weight?
No.
Oh, really?
He did. When I was pregnant with Delilah, our first, he gained weight with me. It was COVID. We were home. We ate a lot. And like 20 pounds. And he said, why didn't you say anything? He looks back now. And he, but maybe I didn't notice because I was so big.
Or maybe you didn't want him to mess up the fun that y'all were having.
Truth. We got that DoorDash air day, okay?
Yeah, like, I'm not messing up this sweet deal.
Yeah, that's true.
You look good, honey.
I don't want some skinny bitch running around this house.
I didn't want anyone looking better than me,
I mean, we look good. Have you ever had a friend much bigger than you and y'all are out somewhere and say, yeah, I mean, she's about our size.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't. Well, actually, hang on.
Wait, hold on. We got to take a break. So we'll get into that in the next segment.
Okay.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. So I asked Lindsay if she'd ever had a friend who was considerably bigger than she is, say, yeah, I mean, that. You know, so-and-so is about our size and say it's our size. Cause my wife used to have a friend who that would say that stuff all the time and they weren't the same size. Mm-hmm. My mom had a friend that would do that too. I mean, it's just, I think every woman, who's not a big woman says that.
Yeah.
It has somebody that says that.
That is crazy behavior.
I'll never forget. It was my 30th birthday. Or 30 something, whatever, before kids. And I was super skinny. And I had the cutest outfit on. And I'm in the bathroom at this place we were at. I was washing my hands. And my friend is in there. And she's like, I love this outfit. Where'd you get it? And I told her. She looked it up immediately. Oh, sold out. Can I borrow that one? Because we're the same size. So can I borrow that one? And I was like, yeah. Knowing good and damn well, she about to bust that zip.
No way.
Yeah. Don't be busting my zip.
Wish God, if you'd have said that.
I know.
No, because I don't want it ripped.
Right.
I don't want it to look like the Hulk has been wearing it.
Yeah. But of course, I was like, absolutely. And I would have let her because, mm-hmm. you know, that's
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So did she end up borrowing it?
She never did.
Oh. No. Yeah, send me pictures of you, and I want to see it. That would piss me off.
Yeah.
You think you and me are the same song?
Yeah.
Be like, fat, and then I'd be mean, you know, just be natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just kind of let it go. But then I was good like, you. Can you believe what so-and-so said? Like, I told my friends later, and they were like, oh, so, you know, I didn't really let it go, but.
Yeah, that kind of happened to me once. I had a friend in college, and I'll just say we weren't on the same level looks wise or personality wise.
Sure.
And this was back when I was really still handsome, cute, adorable, good looking, whatever. And we hadn't had dates in a while. We were just, you know, neither one of us had any good dates lately. And, you know, you think about it, when you get to college, you're just going to be dating all the time. Well, it wasn't like that. It was freshman year.
Sure.
And we were up at the mall and we were walking around doing stuff. And there was a really cute, well, we would say fine back then. She was fine. She was hot. Girl that was about our age working at a store. And I said, I ought to go talk to her. And about that time, I started walking over there and they pulled the door down because it was almost closing time. And she didn't close it all the way. She pulled it almost all the way down and left a gap underneath it. And I guess when they walked out, they'd pull it the rest of the way. And I said, oh man, she's leaving. And he goes, yeah. He said, I've been thinking, I think, you know, you and I need to just kind of lower our standards a little bit.
Oh dear.
And I went, the hell with that.
See,
I turned around and went back and crawled under that door.
Good for you.
And I walked up to her and she was closing out the register and everything. And I introduced myself. I said, look, I know you're busy. You're trying to close up and all, but anyway, I can get your number and then maybe we can talk later, or go out or something.
Yeah.
And she grabbed a piece off of the receipt right. stuff, the cash tape. And wrote her name and number on it and handed it to
Look
me. And then
that.
I crawled right back under the door and walked out.
Did you say see?
Uh-huh. I never caught it because all I wanted to do was, you know, shut him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. to me is worse than saying we're the same size.
Is it?
I think if somebody's yeah. like, we need to lower our standards, like that means that means everything, uh-huh. personality, looks.
Yeah.
Like, you speak for yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always like, you can lose weight, but you're just ugly. Like, that's yeah. how I would read them. Like, yeah. Oh, you think we're ugly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
And same size, you might just have, like, body dysmorphia. Not the yeah. person, but yeah. the person saying it.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Were they pants or a top that she was asking
about? A skirt.
It was a skirt. Mm-hmm. So it was. How big of a size difference was there, do you think?
I was in a small. It was like a two-piece outfit, and she was probably at least a large.
At least a large, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Which, I'm not judging. Listen, I'm a large now, probably, but I'm just, at the time, there was a big difference. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But you know what's really funny about my situation? Is that, can you imagine my old fat ass trying to crawl under that door now?
Right. Army crawl. You're like, you get stuck. You're like, can somebody push this up a little bit?
I'd be like, ugh.
Squeeze.
In the jaws of life. I just wanted to talk to the pretty girl. I'd look like Paul Blart up in there.
Yeah. You're like reaching, help, help. I'm losing air. Huh. That'll make you hold your breath for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, so, you know, I was really blessed to be able to marry a woman that we were on the same level looks-wise when we were young, but then she held on to hers. Mm-hmm. So now it looks like she lowered her standards.
Yeah.
And she looks like such a kind person. You know, it's like, she's got to be so kind.
She's so giving.
What a sweet, selfless person she is.
Yeah, sure.
She's not shallow.
Stop. Oh, look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just doesn't age. That's not fair. She does. She really does. I mean, to me, I feel like she's looked the same. Mm-hmm. That's a genetic thing. I mean, that's not everybody.
Well,
that ain't fair.
Does the attitude has aged? She's a grouchy old woman.
I can tell by your attitude it's aged. Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, I have a lingering back problems from when I got hurt really badly in high school playing football. And anytime something's happening with my back, I feel like, ah, oh, it's such an old person injury. You know, it's an old people ailment. And so I don't like telling people I'm down in my old back or whatever. Well, the other morning I slept wrong or something, and I woke up with the oldest sounding ailment that a person could have. You know what that is?
What?
Something's wrong with a person's hip.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
I said, I don't know what is, and I could barely say it. I was limping. I said, I must have slept so crazy last night. I said, I mean, I can barely walk. My hip, my leg is hurting all the way from my this part, and I wouldn't even say hip.
Yeah.
From this part to my knee.
Like my upper thigh. Just say,
yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
Because you need that old hip replacement.
Oh, God. Yeah. You say saying you got a hip problem.
Yeah. Hip is definitely worse than back.
Yeah.
At least back, you get from like being an athlete and all your stuff you did. But
that's the that's the standby go to joke about somebody being old. You better be on your birthday. You better be careful you don't break a hip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Break a hip.
And you done broke a hip. Mm-hmm. You slept wrong.
But then again, that's why that was Bo Jackson's injury that knocked him out of sports. It was a hip injury.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Blast.
You know how that happened?
Breaking all those baths?
No. It's in the football. He was running so hard and so powerful. When they made a tackle around his legs, it pulled his hip joint out so hard that it destroyed all of the stuff in there to the point where they couldn't repair it enough for him to return to sports.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how hard and strong he was running.
Oh, how would you like to be the guy that took out Bo Jackson? I mean, I don't know. Do you celebrate that? And you're like, I'm the guy.
No.
That seems awful.
No. Mm-mm. And painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golly.
And the thing about him, I don't know if you've ever seen him interviewed or not, but he is so humble. He'll never tell you how great he was at sports and stuff.
I love that. Oh, is he not?
I'm being sarcastic.
I don't know who he is. I mean, I've heard the name.
He's considered one of the greatest athletes of all time.
And he knows
natural it. Athlete, yeah. And he'll say, because, you know, I could run like a deer. Yeah. Just in regular. But he's telling the truth. He's not, and I kind of like that he's not, you know, no false humility or anything. Because everybody knows what a specimen he was, and a one in a million athlete.
Yeah.
So why sit there and pretend like you don't know it?
Yeah.
You know,
celebrate it.
Yeah.
God blessed you with this talent.
Sure.
Yeah.
That you worked out a lot, but you have some like God given ability. And celebrate it.
And right. I think there's a difference in being cocky and being like truthful about it.
I mean, that's why I told the whole story about crawling under the door to get that girl's number.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
I'm the Bo Jackson of creepers. Can you imagine somebody doing that today?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I'd gotten arrested.
Yeah, pepper sprayed at least.
She would have been like, where's the gun? Like, somebody's coming in to.
Security.
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.